At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Can't wait to talk to Adam Chernoff in mere moments. Golf season's here. Bet Rivers Sports. Book your home for hundreds of golf betting options. Hit a hole-in-one this week with the new specials at Bet Rivers Sports. Book all week long. Place pre-tournament wagers to win money towards free bets when your favorite golfer has a birdie, eagle, etc. Download the app or visit BetRivers.com to take part in the biggest week of golf all year. BetRivers.com for details.
All right. This is going to be a lot of fun. Our good friend, Adam Chernoff, he joins us every week during the football season. He works for Covers.com. He is in Toronto. He is a Canadian. And he's there today covering everything that's going on in terms of legal sports betting and how big of a day this is in Ontario. Adam, thanks for the time as always. Good morning. Can you just try to put it in perspective? How big is it today?
This is massive. It's a really big deal. And I think it parallels into what a lot of people felt in New Jersey almost 4 years ago now when sports betting launched there. But for those in the States that don't know, in terms of market size from a state or province, Ontario would be fifth on population base behind Florida, California, Texas, and New York. And so we are already in the span of 9 hours here since launch at midnight, up to almost a dozen sports books. There's potential within the short-term future to push close to 30. We're getting already 7 different odds providers. That may turn into more than a dozen odds providers as well. So this is a massive market with a lot of differences to what we've seen in the U.S. It's a very interesting situation unfolding, but huge day in Ontario and for Canadians.
I mean, think about that for a second, Paul. Up to 30 different sports books in Ontario. And what do we have in top of my head? What do we have, like 9 maybe in Las Vegas? And he's talking about tripling that.
Are they offering all of them offering bonuses?
So all of them so far are offering bonuses.
Mama.
And where that gets really interesting is the biggest difference for just a user perspective or just a casual player perspective is that only sportsbooks on their website can mention or reference the bonus. So if you're listening to this from a regulated U.S. state, you're probably used to seeing commercials for sportsbooks every 2 seconds. deposit offers, everything that you can think of being thrown at you, none of that is permitted in Canada. And so what it's doing is taking a lot of emphasis off of that sort of effort to just throw money at people and really putting an emphasis on the sports books branding themselves and long-term care of their customers. In theory, it sounds great. We'll wait and see how it happens. We've sort of heard a lot of things about what went on in U.S. states, but it has a very different look and feel from what we've seen in the states. And with these offers, it's kind of a little bit unclear because you just don't see them like you would in regulated U.S. states.
Okay, interesting. So you've signed up for how many accounts so far?
I have 8 different apps downloaded. There's a lot of verification processes that are going on. Sportsbooks are sort of testing things out. It was a launch that crept up on a lot of sportsbooks with the announcement and then a lot of the late regulations. And so they've been having to sort through a lot of issues. And so there's different verification procedures that players now have to go through. But there's also a lot of geofencing going on, which is causing people to need to download secondary apps just to verify that everything is safe and in place for how they're playing, which in theory should be a very good thing for the player. Been pretty smooth so far, considering the enormity of the rollout for a lot of these apps. But it's been a couple extra steps. So haven't been able to bet anything yet, but have the accounts and apps downloaded, and it's going to be a busy couple of days here for me in Ontario betting-wise.
Yeah, no question. So of the 8 that you have as of right now, and going back to what you said about promos and bonuses, you haven't really seen anything yet on any of those 8?
They have everything published on site, but in terms of the issuing of them,
okay,
nothing's been issued yet. But if you've signed up and you're playing with them, then you know what you're getting.
What advice do you have for people to take advantage of the bonuses?
Yeah, once they're there.
Good question. So you have to look at it from 2 perspectives. Like if you're a new player or you're just playing as like an average everyday player. And then if you're kind of really looking to take advantage and approach it from more of a professional standpoint. But what I would say for anybody, and this applies not just to people in Ontario and in Canada, but also anywhere in regulated states that may be watching and listening. If you're just the everyday player, these are out there for you to take advantage of. So you have to think about the path in which you take. I think that's incredibly important. And what you want to do, I call it in an article I wrote, the sportsbook snowball. It's very simple. If you're in your state or province, you list out all the bonuses from the lowest and easiest to clear, like the cheapest ones, to the most expensive and most difficult to clear. And what you really want to go after is the initial promo offers. So like the bet $5 to be guaranteed to win $200. Go through all of those really, really quickly and accumulate that money to play off the bigger ones. And what you'll find is as you go and you take advantage of all these initial free bets and all these really quick offers where you can turn a small amount of money into something bigger very quickly, is you just have a lot more to play with. And then you can attack these bigger risk-free bet promotions. And as you go through all of these, again, you're bonus bankroll, so to speak, snowballs as you go through all of these sports books. And you may find, especially in some regulated states, that you can take $100 and go through 8 to 12 sports books. And at the end of it, without taking on much risk, you may have $1,500, $2,000 in the account. So if you're a new player, go and list every sports book in your state or where you play, smallest to largest. Start with those small ones, clear them very quickly, accumulate the money, and then use those to work into the risk-free bets. And you'll grow a bankroll very, very quickly without very much risk. And it'll put you in a good position for those really big offers where you're getting 1,000 plus.
Okay.
And then obviously for the pros, this is going to sound a bit different.
That is superb advice, no doubt. Adam Chernoff, our guest, covers.com in Toronto right now for the opening of sports betting legalization in Ontario. We have like 4 minutes here in this segment. Can you explain what's going on with future bets at almost every book, from what I understand anyway, from bettors up in Canada who had maybe Austin Matthews to win the Hart or longer? I know a buddy, I brought this up earlier, who stood to win $100,000 on Jaren Jackson to win Defensive Player of the Year. What happened with those pending future bets?
This has been kind of the messy sticking point for a lot of bettors so far. It was actually a very tough situation, not only for the bettors who stand to not win a lot of future money, but it was also a tough spot for the books too. And so what happened was about 2 weeks ago, the Ontario iGaming Regulation Board came out and said, if you're a sports book that is currently operating in what is known as the gray market, and so that's right now any sports book who's taking bets that's not regulated prior to today. If you're in that market and you plan on joining the regulated market, none of the bets that you took in the gray market can carry over to your site in the regulated market. So it was essentially a forced stop for all of the sports books to start fresh. And so we have a situation where there's about 9 of those sports books that are moving from the gray market into the regulated market. And so what they had to do as of midnight today, 12:01 a.m., they had to void any of the pending future bets that they had because it couldn't carry over. And so that means, like you mentioned, there were a ton of people with Austin Matthews, who's having an enormous season. They had him tied to all sorts of awards and milestone bets because with all these books in Canada, there was an extensive offering for hockey, especially with the local team of Toronto. So all of those people find themselves in a very difficult spot. There were a lot of things tied to different NBA teams as the season is coming to a close. There was a lot obviously tied to NHL futures, but then there was also a lot of NFL futures because we've had a massive offseason of movement and we've seen teams bouncing all over. All of those bets end up getting voided. So anybody who had a ticket and stood a chance to win, they either had to cash out their bet, which was unfortunate because sportsbooks, of course, on the cash out were taking about 18% VIG on top of the offer they were already giving you, or you just had your bets voided. So there's so far to date just one sportsbook that has actually come out and said, we're going to help you guys. If your future wins, you can email support. We'll help you out and credit your account. Everyone else has gone the route of just voiding the bets. So tough spot all around, but in theory, this is for the better as now everybody is now in a regulated environment and they were playing with those gray books before. So tough spot that came in really late and it's sort of been the one sore spot of everything that's going on so far.
I was going to say, I can't even imagine the feedback that you're getting from locals up there regarding this.
We've had people in our Discord channel, which we just set up to help everyone because there's so many questions about what's going on. But like you said, you had the friend that stood to win nearly 6 figures. We've had people with $40,000 future tickets that were 2 weeks away from winning.
Oh.
We've had a lot of people with tickets tied to the Leafs, to the Suns, 5-figure tickets. Like there was a lot just within that community that were impacted by this. And it's shocking to me that although the sportsbooks were in a very difficult situation, my one sort of gripe with everything, because I know that none of these sportsbooks wanted this to happen, and it was forced from the government side.
Mm-hmm.
But my one gripe was just how closed off a lot of the operators have been. It's been very hard to contact them. It's been very hard to get a public statement from any of them. They've just not done a lot to go out of their way and help the players, which was disappointing. But my hope is that within the regulated market now, that conversation or accessibility becomes a little bit easier for a lot of the players because as a sports book, really you're providing a service essentially the bettors that should be about taking care of them, and I would like to see that happen a little bit more, but it's just a little unfortunate how some of them have handled it to date.
Spot on. Hang tight, follow him on Twitter. He is at Adam Chernoff. He's excellent on the NFL. He's going to stick around for one more segment, and we'll have him run down some of his favorite moves, and my God, we've had countless moves in the NFL. And in terms of maybe future bets to make on NFL teams and some draft stuff as well, that's coming up next year on Follow the Money.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Elevate your live betting game, introducing PointsBet, new exclusive feature, live same-game parlays for the NBA. For the first time ever, build the perfect live same-game parlay only with PointsBet. Combine your favorite bets anytime during the game, including spreads, totals, props, and more. Once the game starts, live your bet life with PointsBet. Download the app today. Use code VSEN2K. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text 467-369 or call 800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling. Another segment, Double Shot with Adam Chernoff, covers.com, talking about what's going on today in Ontario. How about your Mr. NFL, and had a great NFL season. What did you make of this incredible offseason and all the moves and also win totals released at various places?
It's been fantastic, and I thought it was interesting that we were like, it was during major sporting events in other seasons, and still the news of NFL was able to dominate all of those and get everybody's attention. So I think it just speaks to how popular the NFL is and how much we like betting on it. But it's creating an interesting situation where obviously there's all the talent in the AFC and there's all of the big names. But when you start to look at what that has done collectively throughout the conference, to the strength of schedule numbers of a lot of the teams, it's amazing how so many of these teams that we're now talking about and all of this talent that we're seeing on all these different AFC teams, it's very difficult when you're starting to look through the strengths of schedule projections based on the win totals to find a team that doesn't have an incredibly difficult schedule from all of these ones that are making the moves. And so what it's done has kind of warped things a little bit and just pulled all of those teams into the difficult side of the schedule range. And so when you're thinking about win totals or you're looking at divisional or conference futures, usually you're trying to pair that up with a really easy path. And when you're trying to do that in the AFC, it's really difficult to find those teams that stand out. So it's kind of skewed things a little bit more than we've seen in seasons past and creating a really interesting dynamic.
What were your favorite moves? There were so many of them. Did anything happen like under the radar that nobody really talked about that you liked, or was it an obvious one?
I think the most under the radar move that we're not talking about, just because it's not quarterbacks, is the Cincinnati Bengals and what they've done to their offensive line.
Oh, good point.
And I mean, we don't have to go far back. It's only 2 months ago that it was 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, talking about how big of an issue this offensive line is for the Bengals and how if they only had this offensive line to protect Joe Burrow, how great this team could be. And that was really like the main focal point of the handicap for anybody who bet on the Rams in that game. And we ultimately saw what happened where the Rams were able to dominate and it all came true what everyone was saying. But very quietly, as everyone's signing quarterbacks and making big wide receiver moves, the Bengals have gone and signed a couple top-tier veterans to put on that offensive line, and they still have some workability and some capital to spend throughout the draft and the remainder of the offseason to bolster that. And they haven't given much away either. It's only been improvements up front. And so I think that really, really goes under the radar in a division where, again, we're sort of seeing them sink down just because of how difficult this AFC is becoming. But this is a team that just made it to the Super Bowl. They kind of had that divide between like sort of the professional betting community and how they were performing within games. But now you sort of eliminate that big weakness that they have up front. And I think there's reason to be generally optimistic about the Bengals going forward because they've gone a very long way to fix that, that nobody seems to really be talking about.
Why do you like the Saints over?
Well, I would have absolutely loved it if we still had Peyton. But even without him, we have Dennis Allen stepping in. I think this is a very attractive number at 8. I think this is they won 9 last year with nothing but problems, nothing but turnover on the roster. They were riddled with injuries. They didn't know who was going to be a quarterback. They were switching throughout the season. I mean, that team was a mess last year, nearly made the playoffs, still won 9 games. We know that things this year are going to be a lot more settled. They're obviously going through a coaching change, but it's not like they're bringing in somebody new. This is still a very, very good defense. This is still a very good offensive line. And if Thomas is able to come back and that gets sorted out, we have a situation where you have two of the most dynamic skill players still on that team, and they've got some space to maneuver in the offseason as well. And so that price has come down, and I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it's short, but then also within the rest of the division. So if the Panthers bring back Sam Darnold, which it appears like they're going to do, with that coaching situation and that team, not very high on them, I think the Buccaneers are getting a little bit too much attention with how much their price has shortened. With Tom Brady returning, I think the coaching change there, the Jets fan, I know very well what it looks like with Todd Bowles as an HC. Not saying it's going to go that poorly, but to me, I think the Buccaneers are very overpriced. And now the Falcons without Matt Ryan, I think that could be one of the worst teams overall in the NFL. And you sort of have the Saints sitting there. There's not a lot of flash at the QB position, and there's some uncertainty about what might go on there. Was it Jameis? Is it going to be Hill? What's going to happen? But I think the foundation in that team is really, really solid. And they did so much a year ago with much less that I think this year there's just a lot of stability within key pieces in that team. So I like the Saints over. You can find them at 8 wins. I think that should be closer to 9.5.
Okay, very good. The Dolphins have done everything to help out Tua at quarterback. Do you have faith in him to pull it off this year? And maybe this team could be a threat in the East?
When I saw the move with Hill, it was exciting, and there was it was a big name, and it was just within the flurry of everything. So there was It was a lot of fun. But when you think about how Hill has looked and worked with the Chiefs and what he's been great at, it doesn't in my head necessarily fit with what we've seen Tua do and how he sort of manages through games and how short his average depth of target is and how that offense is really condensed. But maybe Hill is the guy that ultimately opens things up. And then obviously with Waddle, that could be interesting. But I mean, there's no doubt you put the ball in Hill's hands and that's going to be obviously effective, and Tua could do that. But I mean, it's just, there's something about that team overall with Tua at quarterback that just leaves me generally uncertain. And within that division, I mean, the Bills are rightfully so priced at the top. I don't know within this AFC, again, do you trust Tua more than you trust 5 or 6 of these other top tier quarterbacks, even with the addition of Hill, even with how good Waddle was looking? I can't quite get there with Miami. I think maybe they're a touch high, but they're sort of the one team overall that with the hype that surrounded them, I'm not necessarily fully buying into.
3 minutes. What's your pecking order in the AFC West?
Pecking order in the AFC West. So it still has to be Chiefs number one. Then I think it's very clearly Chargers 2, Broncos 3, Raiders 4.
Okay. All right.
So matches the odds board. But I, what I would sort of stress there is a lot of people, I think, look at the Broncos as a very clear number two, even before the Chargers continued to make their moves and strengthen their roster, I never thought that with the addition of Wilson, the Broncos just automatically leaped over the Chargers.
Me too.
That was never, mm-hmm. I never got that impression, okay. And I never reflected that in anything I was thinking about from a pricing standpoint. I always thought the Chiefs were very clear one, but to me, the Chargers are being discounted a little bit still. The Broncos, I think they're really going to miss Fangio on the defensive side. That was really last year an average defense that Fangio got a lot out of, and they've taken a bit of a step back so far in the offseason. We'll see what that ultimately looks like, but there's just, I don't know, like, is Wilson going to be that quarterback that drops back 40 times to win a game? Like, I just, to, he's been on a decline. We think last year, and what he was doing in the middle part of that season, nobody was awfully excited about Russell Wilson. We put him in this offense, and now everybody all of a sudden loves him again. I think he's still an above average quarterback, but the way that he's being treated like a top three or four guy, just not for me. So I think the Chargers here a little bit unnoticed. I still think they're a very clear number two to challenge the Chiefs.
Hey, Adam, great talking to you again. Tremendous job covering the story today up in Ontario. Huge news, obviously, with sports betting now legalized in that province. And you can follow Adam on Twitter. He's at Adam Chernoff, and with covers.com as well. You guys have done a bang up job covering everything. We're up against it right now, but let's plan on having you on again leading up to the draft, okay?
Absolutely. And you guys need to get up here. There's a big army that watches you guys every single morning on Sportsnet. We now have the betting in Ontario. We need you guys up here for a weekend at some point.
Yeah, we would love to do it, man. Thank you. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, guys. Chat soon.
Yep. Be good. So, yeah, massive day for everybody watching this show up on Sportsnet in Canada. Yeah, let's plan that, huh? Let's make that happen.
It's in the works, I understand. Yes. Toronto, and then
good to hear.
Maybe Edmonton can make a run.
We should also maybe have Mike Pritchard on, who does a show here on VSiN, played in the NFL for 10 years. I met with him at dinner with him on Saturday. He brought up an excellent point on Tyreek Hill and how it's going to be difficult for Tua to get him the ball this year.
How about trading Parker in the division?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But that's a nice addition for the Patriots.
Oh, they need to do that. Yeah.
And now over the weekend, turns out that if the price is right, the Seahawks to listen to offers for DK Metcalf. Patriots, yep. A possibility there.
Everyone's got a price. Yes.
Yep. Somehow this franchise pulled it off for the 16th consecutive year. Details on that next.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Wendy's Breakfast is the official breakfast of March Madness. One more game tonight. It is the Natty. Every day, choose from Wendy's stacked starting lineup, like the Breakfast Baconator, croissant combos, and hot or cold coffee. And, like any great team, Wendy's is bringing the breakfast legends, oven-baked sizzling bacon, freshly cracked eggs, perfectly seasoned breakfast potatoes, and a Simply OJ to bring it home. Make a fast break to your nearest Wendy's drive-thru and pick up your Wendy's Breakfast. The official breakfast of March Madness. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. You don't drink coffee, do you? Ever?
No.
I was watching The Edge with Matt Eumanns and Jonathan Von Tobel last week, and they were doing this, discussing Wendy's and the Breakfast Baconator. And Matt, dead serious, he goes to JVT. He's like, wait, they make cold coffee? You can get iced coffee? I was watching the show, and I thought he was joking at first. As an iced coffee connoisseur,
oh, sure, yeah.
You know, I was like, wait, he generally has no idea. He never, I think he said he's never had a sip of coffee in his life.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how he does it. 3 hours of sleep every night. Eats fast food 5, 6, 7 times a day.
Yeah, he's not from this earth.
No, he's not. Absolutely. Did you know this about the Sacramento Kings? It's official now. They have missed the playoffs 16 consecutive times. It's a new NBA record.
They were making the playoffs every year. They were a contender every year. And then let's get rid of Adelman and let's just change coaches every other year. And it's just been a disaster between that and the draft. You passed on Luka. And his former coach was on the staff. I mean, that's all you need to know.
And Trae Young, right? They took Bagley number
Bagley
two.
Over Trae Young and Luka.
Good job, fellas.
Yep. Took Jimmer, took Stauskas. I mean, it just trade Halliburton? What? What not to do.
Yep.
Look at the Sacramento Kings.
Yep, exactly. So now we're getting a bunch of feedback today. It appears as if you shop around, you can find the Jazz at minus 120. If you're like me and if you have a ticket on the Nuggets to win this division at 20-1 or in that neighborhood, minus 120, I think is a great time to hop in on a hedge bet here. I don't know if I can find that myself here in Las Vegas, but I will be looking today, no doubt.
You have to. Don't be stubborn. They have a half game lead, but Utah has the tiebreaker. And Utah has four left. Denver has three. Denver gets them all at home. Big one tomorrow for Utah. What a schedule tomorrow in the association. God. Utah gets Memphis at home tomorrow. Denver plays them in their next game coming up. It's a big one for, although San Antonio's in. I mean, the Lakers, they would have to completely collapse. They have the tiebreaker over the Lakers, up three with four to play with that tiebreaker. But this is just, you know, you're like the Bulls. You can't wait to bet against Chicago in the first round.
Yeah.
I can't wait to bet against Utah.
Oh, me too. That's times 10.
It's just after every loss, Gobert says something negative. And Quinn Snyder even says, I wish he wouldn't talk after losses. And it just, Mitchell can't stand them. They don't get along.
No, not at all.
And a lot of people have said this, and they're exactly right. If they fall behind 2-0 in the first series, all that stuff will just start. And Quinn Snyder's gone. Mitchell going to the Knicks. Mitchell's going to leave. Mm-hmm. They have to build and blow it, start over again.
I will be looking to
missed their chance last year.
Yep. I'm going to be looking to lay a game and a half in the series against the Jazz and the Celtics. I'm sorry, and the Bulls in the first run of their playoffs. By the way, San Antonio's schedule. Have you seen it?
It's rough.
Okay, they.
But so is the Lakers. Lakers right. Go to Phoenix tomorrow. That's a loss.
Here's San Antonio's schedule: at Denver, at Minnesota, Golden State, at Dallas. They can lose out.
Yeah.
It depends on what those teams are going to do and how they're going to approach those games, obviously, in the final week. But those are four losable games for San Antonio. So all this talk about maybe like the Lakers completely shutting it down, I wouldn't go that far. Although, again, at Phoenix, at Golden State, Oklahoma City, at Denver.
Well, they're saying it's over, though. The Lakers know it's slim and none.
So is that what they're only playing for right now? Is LeBron's going to come back and maybe play in two more games, although he missed yesterday's action, so he can actually qualify for the scoring title?
Well, it'd be a monumental thing. I mean,
you know, it would be, yeah.
It's historic about with the gap, what he can do. As Windhorst said when he was on with us, that he wants to get that. Joker now is 360 to win the MVP. Ja's been bumped up to 850 for most improved. And the Celtics, these are all at Bet Rivers, and the Celtics are $1.60 to win the Atlantic. I don't know what Philly's going to do down the stretch, how they're going to treat that, and maybe give Harden a break.
Well, I think we saw yesterday that Embiid wants to surpass LeBron and win the scoring title. Mm-hmm. He very badly wanted the MVP, and I think he knows now he's not going to win it. But he's going out there every night and put up 40-plus last night again and a ton of rebounds.
Now, Boston, they have the tiebreaker, but they have three games left, and they're all on the road. Chicago, Milwaukee, and Memphis. That is tough, and that goes back to, but you don't know what these teams are going to do and how they're going to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you get a motivated Milwaukee team that wants the one or the two, or maybe they sit people, I would expect Memphis to sit people. That's a final game of the year, but it's the unknown.
And you think that teams are not going to really care anymore about potentially playing the Nets as a seven?
That's out the window. How can you be afraid of them? No one's afraid of them. They can't defend. They can't defend anybody. No one else can score other than the big two.
That's it.
And Kyrie's inconsistent now that he's got to play on a regular basis.
Correct. I'll give you one more to watch for. And it goes for avoiding the play-in. How about the T-Wolves down the stretch playing this team? I don't know if you want to do moneyline parlays or maybe because they're going to be laying some significant points. They close now with three straight at home against Washington, San Antonio, and Chicago. Okay.
Yeah.
So currently they are the 7 seed. They're a game and a half back of Utah. And Utah, again, with Memphis, OKC, Phoenix, and at Portland, well, two of those games are very winnable. Doesn't mean they will, but two of them are absolutely, they should absolutely kill Portland. But that's actually not that far-fetched. If the T-Wolves would win out, they're a game and a half back right now, and they could get some help by Utah losing, they could actually maybe land at the 6, and Utah would be in the play-in?
No, I can't see that.
It's possible.
Utah has the tiebreaker.
Yeah, they do. But I'm talking about Minnesota going out there and wanting to put these teams away. On a night-in, night-out basis might be something to look for. And again, that total yesterday against Houston was 245. Flew over.
Yeah, yes, it did. Yeah. I can't get a read on them, though. I thought they would punt on some of these games because they're pretty much locked into the 7. They would need an act of God there. Utah would have to lose out.
They have to lose 3, basically.
Yeah.
And OKC, I mean, after they beat the Suns by 30 yesterday, and the way the Jazz are rolling, you never know. Mm. Crazier things have happened again. T-Wolves now have won 2 straight. They had a rough stretch, but I mean, they played some good teams here in the last month or so.
The Clippers are going to be the 8, and then New Orleans and San Antonio can. New Orleans will get the 9 because you're right. There are losses coming with the Spurs. I mean, to think the Lakers, you couldn't even get in the play-in, and San Antonio's 12 games under 500.
Yeah,
this is a joke.
And then what happens if they actually get there and then win and land at the 8 spot? Probably not going to happen.
That's it for Zion? I guess we're not going to see him?
I don't think so.
He's not going to play at all?
I don't think that's going to happen, and I'm also done caring about what Ben Simmons is going to do.
Yeah. That
I punted on that a while ago.
Shame on them. I know that's their job, but the fact that if he wins this, you're kidding me?
Oh, with the thing
that he wants his $20 million. He doesn't play a game. I want my $20 million?
Yeah.
Go pound sand.
Yeah, get out of here.
What are you talking about?
Shoo.
That was not mental health. You wouldn't even show up to the facility.
Correct.
Give me a break.
Yeah, I hate to see it, but he's using it like as a convenient excuse.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Yes, he is.
I feel no pity for him whatsoever.
Yep. And the other thing, too, is what's going to happen with Dallas and Golden State with the 3 and the 4. Huge win for Golden State to come back and beat Utah.
Oh, no question.
Memphis, would you want to play Memphis in the second round or Phoenix? I guess Memphis is hot, so it doesn't matter. You'll play them at some point. But those semifinal matchups are going to be intriguing.
But it also goes for like who you're going to get in the first round.
Oh, that's true, right.
Would you rather get the Jazz or the Nuggets?
Right, yeah.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. You want to play Utah right now.
Yes.
That's another one, too. They were showing Jamal Murray last night quite a bit on that broadcast against the Lakers. What's going to happen there? All these players in the NBA have reached out now to him who have gone through, you know, torn ACLs and are like, man, I know this absolutely stinks. We're hoping they can come back at some point.
Yeah, we're up against the anniversary when that happened.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Right?
The other thing, that was the third time what happened Saturday night. That is the third time this year Utah has blown a 20-point lead. Second time in a week. And also the same house of horrors where they blew it in the playoffs.
Going well.
Of that big lead against the Clippers. And they lost that game.
Oh, if you're going to go out, just go out in style then, huh? Blow it like this. And then just go scorched earth next year and bring it all down. Mitchell demanding trades.
This week is going to be nuts. I would expect a lot of books not even to put a line up until we get close to tip.
Well,
you don't know what these teams are going to do. I mean, how they're going to think.
Think about how many games we have. Is it 12 or 13 games tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
When we're on the air tomorrow, 12 hours before tip-off, I'm anticipating 2 games to be on the board. Maybe 3 games to be on the board.
Wait till Friday. Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit more tomorrow, but later in the week, it's going to be...
Uh-huh.
You can have no chance at early in the morning. You're going to know nothing about these teams, how they're going to approach these games.
You're getting Milwaukee, L.A. part 2?
Of course.
Hey, 7 key guys sit and don't play.
That and then a 15-point move and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? 153 by the Clippers.
Yeah. Would Covington have 40 or something?
Oh, yeah. Good Lord. Up next, Kansas and North Carolina in the national championship game. I think a big question is how many possessions we're going to get in this contest with a high total. Kansas had 58 against Villanova. Didn't matter. Still scored 81. Carolina scored the exact same amount on 69 possessions. We'll talk about this national championship game here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season. 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, advice, data, strategy, only $19. Digital MLB guide at VSiN.com available now. Adam Burke breaks down futures, team previews, and best bets for 30 teams. Sign up today and get full access to VSiN through the start of the baseball season, the Masters, and the draft. Only $19 at VSiN.com/draft.
I stand corrected. Thanks for the tweet from Alan Harris on Twitter. Lakers Suns only game not showing a line for tomorrow already. Actually shocked there's as many early numbers. Okay. So we will have, but to your point though, like later on Thursday and Friday, then good luck catching numbers earlier this year.
Yeah, with two games left, right.
When you
then it's, I don't think you know what they're going to do. Thanks to Tom and some of the tweets, he met Gene Simmons at Dodger Stadium. Dustin told the story. He was at a game and Kobe Bryant walked by, but Mitch's encounter with Cranston and Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad over the weekend. That was it was a great shot. That's a great picture. They seemed like nice guys.
Oh, they were great. They were awesome. Two guys that you could tell within 10 seconds, like, you could hang out with them all night long.
Yeah, because there was another, Maynard, the lead singer of Tool.
Yeah.
He's a big wine guy.
Yeah.
And he had it was supposed to be a meet and greet. But if, like, you bought a bottle of wine, he would sign it. But it was, like, roped off. Apparently, you couldn't even get to it.
It was, like, six feet away still. Yeah. No eye contact.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if that was the
right. But
not,
this is that was incredible. That photo about.
I'm so impressed with Cranston's resume. And I was getting feedback like on Twitter about other stuff that he's done that I've never seen before. So I'm gonna have to go back and watch that stuff. But that show was Breaking Bad is my favorite show of all time.
Yeah, it's good. He has a good breakdown of how he goes about selecting scripts.
Oh, is that right?
He looks, yeah.
Okay.
Google that.
Yeah, I thought the
thorough answer. Very good.
Yeah, I got to go back now after meeting him. I have to go back and watch the Tim Whatley era of Seinfeld. I got to do it. The re-gifting, the Super Bowl tickets.
Oh, we lost Estelle. Did you see that?
Yes.
I know. 93, I think she
Brutal.
Was. The mother.
Yeah.
George's mom. Tough.
And that led into like a conversation of like secondary characters in Seinfeld and where she would rank all time. But yeah, she was awesome.
Good point. Even the second, even like Banya.
Oh, you can't even rank them.
Whatley.
Peterman.
So good. Yes.
Jackie Childs was thrown out there.
Yeah.
And he was only on like three shows or so.
Putty was good.
Oh, my God. All right. So what do you do with the game tonight?
I like the favorite. I come right back with Kansas. I just think it's a big ask now for Carolina to settle down, range of emotions, and then come right back after you beat your rival and then come back 2 days later and knock off the only one seed here that's able to run through. And Kansas has been a hell of a run. Right?
Yeah.
We asked several guests last week who has the best A game, and most of them said Kansas.
Were you surprised by that?
No, because the Miami second half had just happened.
Yeah.
But what they did against Villanova, I mean, no one does that to Villanova. But I like that they played with pace. They it should have been an easy 20-25 point win, or they got away from pounding it in down low. But the other thing is, I guess you could say that about a lot of teams. But if they are knocking down threes and shooting like they did,
well, if Abaji does that again,
come on, that's not even fair.
It's over with tonight.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They will win the game, and I'm convinced he will cover if he has a game like that again.
Largest lead, 13.5. First field goal, 3, is plus 235. Both games Saturday, the first made basket was a 3.
Yeah.
Love is 17.5, his prop. Will any player score 25 points here? Yes, is plus 225.
I mean, if we're going to get 152 points, that's the total tonight. I would think somebody's going to go for 25 again. It happened a bunch of times on Saturday.
But Carolina can still play the no respect card. I mean, here it is. They're for the fourth time in this tournament, they're an underdog. And they're in a title game. They would be the second 8 seed ever to win it. And Nova did in 85. They shot 79% in that game, beating Georgetown. Team total, 77.5 and 74.5. And all you people out there, I will be questions about hedging. This is a great example how you lock in a profit. I mean, if you have Carolina at a big price, you lock in that profit. Okay? I mean, I would also wait to bet, if and do so, Kansas money line right before tip. Because this will be a little bit.
Like the Super Bowl?
Yes. It'll be, I want Carolina to win the game. Forget about the points.
So we're getting a bunch of questions today again. Email ftm@beeson.com and on Twitter. And this is always a tricky one for me to answer. Because we're talking to people who we don't know, right? And I don't know your bankroll. And I don't know how much you have on the game. And I don't know what your overall like unit size is, etc. But we're getting questions about people who have Kansas to win the national title at 14-1 or maybe even a little bit higher. How do you hedge the game? Do you bet Carolina plus 4.5, which is available right now, or do you bet Carolina on the money line? To me, that's an individual choice. It's entirely up to you. If you want to lock in a profit and take that plus 155 or 160 with North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, good point. There's a lot of Kansas futures out there.
Yeah, sure. Or if you want to try to win both, it's got to land exactly at 4 below then for you to win both those bets. I did that a couple. Just one example. It can go either way, but I did that a couple years ago when I had Villanova at 30-1 to win the national title. I did it in the Final Four and in the title game. I took the points. It was set up beautifully. I lost both hedges because Villanova was a machine that year and they killed everybody.
Right. It's also what you could be up against if you want to wait till in play.
Yeah, sure.
What if it's a repeat of what happened against Nova? And you look up, it's 12-2.
Isn't that the crazy thing? They only had 58 possessions again, but they came out on fire and it was just up and down. They couldn't miss. And everybody talked about how that game was going to go under 133. Well, that was dead 2 minutes after tip-off. And then the North Carolina-Duke game, nobody could hit a damn shot. And that total eventually went over. I had over 71 for the first half. I don't know how I got a push.
Yep.
But Duke with a 3-point lead at halftime and then just the back and forth.
Unbelievable.
I went back and watched the second half again. Oh, it's so good.
Gonzaga, UCLA was better. But this lived up to the hype, though.
But all things considered, I mean, his final game in that moment with a chance to make it to the national championship game, and that's what happened?
Well, the other thing, and I agree with Mike Palm, who said this Thursday, all the pressure was on Duke. Carolina was on a free roll. It's like, are we going to beat you again?
Yeah.
And we're an 8 seed? I know what they're going to say. Maybe not right after the game, but how future will look at if Bill Self can't win this one.
Oh, there's.
You're going to lose to an 8 seed now? You have all this talent, all these NBA players, all these ones. You have one national title.
Got one.
Because Memphis couldn't make a free throw. They blew that game.
Oh, yeah, they did.
So I know it's hard to win. Izzo has one. Few doesn't have any. Boeheim has one. Self has one. Yep. You got to win this game if you're Self.
I would agree. He's been a one seed so many times.
I know they're hot, and but still, you're a one seed. They're an 8. You got to win this game.
So here's Bill Self now talking about tonight's game, saying, like, yeah, my players, they need to go out there and finish the job.
It has been. We've had some really terrific seasons and some great teams that came up short. And I do think that when you have as many good teams as we've had, at most places, winning one national championship would be quite an accomplishment. I think as many good teams as we've had, one's not enough. And so I don't think that I personally feel pressure that we have to win, but I do know that when you have a chance to coach at a place where you have an opportunity to be in the game, most years. You need to take advantage of that more than we have.
All right.
At least he acknowledges that.
That's good. That's a good answer because at most places, yeah, sure, that's great. But there were some ugly losses on that resume.
Yeah.
He had the Morris Twins and couldn't beat VCU. He was this close to losing to Steph Curry and Davidson. But he got beat by Northern Iowa. He got beat by Bucknell. He got beat by Bradley. So there's plenty of bad losses there.
Yep. How about this stat I heard over the weekend? Since Kansas won their national title with Bill Self, the three other teams in the Final Four won two. Nova, Carolina, and Duke had all won two. At least two. I think Carolina maybe won three. But that's absolutely nuts. And so a big matchup down low to me and the impact of what Baycott's going to have for North Carolina after the ankle injury and the foot problem now is like, it's an unknown. Mm-hmm. Here's Hubert Davis talking about Baycott versus McCormick.
Obviously, it's a great matchup in the post. Two unbelievable post players that can rebound the basketball and can score consistently down low in the paint. It's a big emphasis for us as well as Kansas, and it could ultimately come down to the winner of that matchup being the determining factor of who wins the championship. But Armando looks really good, and he's very encouraged and ready to play tomorrow night.
Looks really good. And Baycott said you have to cut his foot off so he doesn't play.
Yep.
He had 20 rebounds again in that game.
What a story.
It's a monster down low.
He's done a nice job, Dave. I mean, you lose the Pit, you're on the bubble, and at that point they were 1-6 against top 25 teams.
Like five and losses by 17 points. Yeah. I watched the Kentucky game. Kentucky beat him by 30.
Yeah, and now they've won 11 of 12. But the other thing was the loss. How about Vatek? Vatek ran out both of those Final Four teams.
Yeah.
On their way to winning the ACC tournament, and then they lose in the first round.
Yep. All right, it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, on Twitter, at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard, and the email again is ftm@vsiN.com. We will head to New Orleans coming up next. Ed Graney has covered to like 25 Final Fours. He sat courtside for all of them. Where does he rank Saturday's game in all-time Final Four games that he's watched in person? And we have to find out about Baycott and if he thinks he is going to play, judging by what Hubert Davis said he's going to, but how big of an impact he's going to have on the game. That's coming up next.
Meet.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.